Chapter 7. I jumped every time I heard a siren. It might have been an ambulance off in the distance or a police chase on television. It didn't matter. Part of me was always braced for T-Ray or Mr. Shu Gaston to drive up and end my charmed life. We had been at August's house 8 whole days. I didn't know how long Black Mary could keep the curtain drawn. On Monday morning, July 13th, I was walking back to the Honey House after breakfast when I noticed a strange black Ford parked in the driveway. I lost my breath for a moment, till I remembered Zack was coming back to work today. It would be me and August and Zack. I'm not proud of it, but I resented the intrusion. He was not what I expected. I found him inside holding a honey drizzle like a microphone, singing "I Found My Thrill" on Blueberry Hill. I watched unseen from the doorway, not making a sound, but when he launched into Viva Las Vegas, slinging his hips around Elvis style, I broke out laughing. He whirled around, knocking over a tray of brood frames, which made a great big mess all over the floor.
"I was just singing," he said, like this was news to me. "Who are you, anyway?"
"Lily," I said. "I'm staying with August and them for a while."
"I'm Zachary Taylor," he said.
"Zachary Taylor was a president," I told him.
"Yeah, so I've heard."
He fished out a dog tag suspended on a chain under his shirt and held it up to my nose. "See right there? Zachary Lincoln Taylor." He smiled then, and I saw he had a one-side dimple. It's a feature that has always gotten to me. He went and got a towel and cleaned up the floor.
"August told me about you being here and helping us out, but she didn't say anything about you being... white."
"Yep, I'm white all right," I said. "White as can be." There was nothing white about Zachary Lincoln Taylor. Even the whites of his eyes weren't exactly white. He had broad shoulders and a narrow waist and short-cropped hair like most of the Negro boys wore, but it was his face I couldn't help staring at. If he was shocked over me being white, I was shocked over him being handsome. At my school, they made fun of colored people's lips and noses. I myself had laughed at these jokes, hoping to fit in. Now I wished I could pen a letter to my school to be read at opening assembly that would tell them how wrong we'd all been. "You should see Zachary Taylor," I'd say. I wondered how August could forget to tell him a thing like the fact that I was white. She'd told me plenty about him. I knew she was his godmother, that his daddy had left him when he was small, that his mama worked as a lunchroom lady at the same school where June taught. He was about to be a junior at the black high school, where he made all A's and played halfback on the football team. She'd said he ran like the wind, which might be his ticket to a college up north. This had struck me as better than I would manage, since I was probably headed for beauty school now. I said, "August went out to the Satterfield farm to check on some hives. She said I should help you in here. What do you want me to do?"
"Grab some frames from the hive boxes over there and help me load the uncapper, I guess."
"So who do you like best, Fats Domino or Elvis?" I asked, dropping in the first frame.
"Miles Davis," he said.
"I don't know who that is."
"Of course you don't. But he's the best trumpet player in the world. I'd give anything to play like him."
"Would you give up football?"
"How do you know I play football?"
"I know things," I said, and smiled at him.
"I can see that." He was trying not to smile back.
I thought, we're gonna be friends. He flipped the switch, and the extractor started to spin, building speed.
"So how come you're staying here?"
"Me and Rosalina are on our way to Virginia to live with my aunt. My daddy died in a tractor accident, and I haven't had a mother since I was little, so I'm trying to get to my family up there before I get put in an orphanage or something."
"But how come you're here?"
"Oh, you mean at August's. We were hitchhiking and got let out at Tiburon. We knocked on August's door and she gave us a bed, that's it." He nodded like this made some kind of actual sense. "How long have you worked here?" I asked, happy to change the subject.
"All through high school. I come after school when it's not football season, every Saturday and all summer. I bought a car with the money I made last year.
That Ford out there?
Yeah, it's a 59 Ford Fairlane, he said.
He flipped the switch on the extractor again, and the machine groaned while it came to a stop.
Come on, I'll show you.
I could see my face in the surface of it. I figured he stayed up nights polishing it with his undershirts. I walked along, giving it the white glove inspection.
You can teach me to drive, I said.
Not in this car.
Why not?
Because you look like the kind of girl who wrecks something for sure.
I turned to face him, ready to defend myself, and saw he was grinning. And there was the one-side dimple again.
For sure,
he said.
Wreck something for sure.